Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And some very grave history was made a few hours ago when it was morning. That's about 8 hours ago over in Ukraine and Russia. Russia declared war on Ukraine and invaded it. And I'm not just talking about Donetsk and Luhansk and the Donbass region. I'm talking about pincering them from the north, the east, and the south. Why not from the west? Because the west is Poland. That's because Ukraine was part of Poland till Russia took it away, divvied it up in the 1790s. Didn't exist, Ukraine and Poland, till right after the First World War. Existed briefly. Nazis got it. Then the Russian communists, the Soviet Union, got it. They came up for air, breathed freedom in about 1989, 1990. And now you have Putin, Hitler going back in. There have been reports of explosions in Kiev. There have been reports of explosions in several Ukrainian cities. About a dozen people already have been killed, many more wounded. The Russians do not have Western regard for collateral damage. They don't have regard, Western regard for trying to protect civilians. They kill people. They simply kill people by dropping bombs on civilian cities and villages. Putin gave a statement early this morning when this started. It's chilling, but the United States and our allies and NATO are the strongest, freest, wealthiest countries in the history of the world, and we can overcome this. But let me tell you, I want to read you the words, because the words are very, very important. And here's what Putin said earlier this morning. Quote, all of the so-called Western Bloc, which the U.S. formed in its image and likeness, all of it in its entirety is what's known as an empire of lies. After the fall of the Soviet Union, the U.S. and its allies tried to crush us, beat us down, and finish us off. We remember that and will never forget it. Then he went on to say, anyone who tries to get in our way, and he's talking then when missiles are falling on military and civilian targets in Ukraine, quote, anyone who tries to get in our way, let alone tries to stop us and our people, should know that Russia's answer will be immediate, and it will be consequences of the sort that you have not ever faced in your history. This is a revenge war against the West by Putin. This is not a dispute over borders. This is not some stupidity on the part of Putin, who knows no history and thinks that Russia has always owned Ukraine, that Ukraine is simply a province of Russia. As late as the 900s, Russia was a forest populated by wolves. That's all it was. Ukraine was a civilized, for the times anyway, for the early medieval, a civilized country. It had churches, This is before the schism in 1054. So there was one unified Christian church. They were obviously the Eastern Orthodox part of it. So there were basilicas, there were towns and villages in Ukraine, and Russia was a forest populated by wolves. Then as time went on, the word Russia comes from a word that's originally Scandinavian, Swedish, Rus, R-U-S-S, essentially imported from Scandinavian Ukraine. So they say they're Russians. Why does any of that matter? It shouldn't matter now. I mean, nowadays, nobody in the United States roams around and says, what is your ethnicity? Where are you from? And all this. This guy is simply flat out saying that essentially he wants a restoration of a Soviet empire that never really existed. The Soviets really laid claim to basically all the Slavic people in Eastern Europe. So they occupied Poland, they occupied Lithuania, they occupied Ukraine, and also many non-Slavic countries like Hungary and Estonia. And they fancied themselves an empire. These bombs are coming down now, and here is the problem. Russia has something like 170 or 80,000 troops on the borders. It has 75 ships in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov, and it's effectively occupied them and closed them off. They are open to international traffic. If the United States went in with our ships, and we used to up until January, the only way you can access the Black Sea is through the Dardanelles, through Turkey. Turkey gives permission. It's a NATO member. It's opposed this Russian invasion of Ukraine. But when we get in there, they look on it the way we look on the Caribbean. If something like Ukraine were happening in South America, and we put 75 Navy ships in the Caribbean, and a Russian ship tried to come in, or Ukrainian ship, I shouldn't say Ukrainian, thinking of Iranian, they were thinking of it. Because we're civilized, we escort them out. If it's Russia, they'd fire on them. They fire on one of our Navy ships. We'll exterminate their fleet. Let me tell you something about the Russian fleet and military. Russia, in many respects, other than nuclear weapons and missiles, has a fake military, a fake Navy, and an army that simply are marauders. It is one aircraft carrier, only one. And it's too dangerous to launch aircraft over. So what they do is, it's a transport ship for aircraft. In Syria, they went into the Mediterranean and they docked, and then they offloaded the planes and had them take off from landing fields. They have not mastered the art of running an aircraft carrier, which is very complex. We have more than 10 aircraft carriers, state of the art. There was a ship when I was stationed in the Navy in the Mediterranean on one deployment. There were Russian ships in the Med, but they were not permitted in any NATO ports, which means not permitted in most European ports. They'd occasionally pretend to ram one of our ships, get in the flight path of landing aircraft on our aircraft carriers. As you know, aircraft need to either take off or land a certain wind. And the smaller ships, I was on one of them, would then intercept them and drive them off. They've been a nuisance. They were like mosquitoes, but they're not a modern Navy, and neither are their submarines. We're the most advanced submarines in the world. They several times have simply lost one simply because it couldn't get back up to the surface. There's one terrible one where it went down and the crew had 36 hours of air left. This happened about 20 years ago. The United States and Sweden had advanced salvage operations, so we can bring it up. Putin had just taken over and he was on vacation. He said, no, Russians will take it up. And then he went back on vacation. Then there was 24 hours of air. And the mothers of the sailors pleaded with Putin to let the Swedes and the Americans raise it. No, and he came back on vacation after it run out of air. and they finally raised it on their own weeks later, and it was full of corpses. This is Russia is theoretically, and it could be, a great nation. I've been to Russia. I've been to St. Petersburg and Moscow, the delegation from the Justice Department, our Justice Department, to talk to them back in the 90s when there was a thaw, then when there is detente about our Constitution and our criminal justice system. I like the people very much. The leadership have made Russia a cancerous wound, an inhuman form of government. They have simply gone in. I don't know if you've ever been to Europe, but I strongly encourage you to go, and it'd be as if any European city you know, delightful coffee shops, beautiful buildings, they're going to go in and slaughter Ukrainians. They're going to go in and simply bomb those buildings, kill families, kill children, kill schools. Because Ukraine is not part of NATO, the United States is not inclined to attack Russia militarily. If they went into Poland, Lithuania, or Romania, we would. There's a lot more to talk about this. Russia declared war on Ukraine this morning, went in and starting to bomb its cities. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.